Solid Waste Management is proudly brought to you by Development Workshop Namibia. Together, we can keep our community clean and healthy in partnership with KFW.
Namibia's heart and soul, Fresh FM.
You are tuned in to Fresh FM 102.9, the heart and soul of Namibia. Now, today is a special day because I have some special guests in studio. That is as we chat solid waste management. Now, joining me live in studio is Foibe as well as Gonyothi Kafula. Hi, how are you guys?
Hi, how are you?
Fantastic. It's great. Well, it's great to have you guys in studio. Today we'll be chatting solid waste management. Now let's dive straight into it. What exactly is solid waste management?
When we talk about solid management, it involves how we handle and take care of our waste material that we produce every day.
Yes.
This could be at home, school, business, or the community at large. Mm-hmm. And some of this waste that we generate, we also need to recycle them,
yes,
like the plastic, the metal, the tins, the papers. So this one, we can reuse them.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that we cannot recycle them, so we can actually dispose them in a safe manner that it does not harm the environment. And it's important because we need to keep our environment green, our neighborhood green, and it also protects us, nature. It protects the nature from pollution.
Exactly. Now, I think it's something that everyone has noticed is a lot of informal settlements struggle with managing waste.
Oh, yes.
Now, what are some of the main challenges faced by these informal settlements in managing solid waste?
So a lot of challenge that we encounter in the informal settlement is that they don't have access to a refuse bag.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have access to skip containers. And when they don't have access to this, so they tend to burn the waste. And then sometimes also they throw them in a riverbed.
Mm-hmm.
And when they throw them in riverbed, this is health hazard to our communities. And also this can harm our ecosystem and public at large.
Mm-hmm.
And this is also not good when it's come to children. We know that it's school holiday, so children are trying to get anything that they can play with.
Like, yes,
we're talking about the game for childhood.
Mm-hmm.
They're also trying to collect all this waste so they can build houses and so forth.
Yeah.
Some of this waste can be harmful to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's some of the challenge that we encounter in the riverbed. Disposal of nappies and sometimes which is not good to the kids. But if we take regular cleanup campaign initiative, this
mm-hmm.
would actually help to clean our environment green.
Exactly. And let's dive directly into that. You know, a lot of people initially they're not aware of the repercussions, you know, of basically disposing of waste in incorrect areas like in riverbeds and all that jazz. Now, can you explain the community-based solid waste management approaches that is introduced by your program, and how does Development Workshop Namibia work with local authorities to manage solid waste effectively?
So the way how we handle solid waste management is that we implement what we call a community-based solid waste management.
Mm-hmm.
So the community is actually at the forefront of solving their solid waste management issues.
Yes.
So this leads to increased ownership, accountability, because the communities are actually the ones that are doing these activities. So on how Development Workshop Namibia works with local authorities is that we work in close partnership with the local authorities in different towns that we operate. This is to ensure that these activities are implemented effectively, whether it's sharing of technical skills or financial means, or in terms of cleanup campaign, it can also come to supplying of refuse bags for cleanup campaigns, or alternatively attending community meetings together so we can collectively address these solid waste management issues.
Exactly. Now, there's something I've noticed, and it all, you know, boils down into essentially everything we do in our life, is we don't understand how important for role we play as a community, or we play as individuals. And some people are like, hey, if what difference would I as one person make,
yeah,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then it all becomes holistic. So what is the importance of community involvement in solid waste management, and how can individuals in the community contribute to better waste management as well?
It's very crucial that we get involved also, because we take ownership, because your waste, it is your responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You don't expect someone to actually pick up your rubbish,
yes,
or your garbage that you are just throwing or littering on the ground or the floor. Sometimes you are eating the chips or whatever, you just throw it on the floor and then you're like, ah, such a vinduk, you know, those people that put on blue overall, they must come, they must keep our environment clean.
Yeah.
Not knowing that your waste is your responsibility. You don't expect someone someone to actually do it for you. Mm-hmm. You need to make sure that you ownership of the program to make sure that whatever that you are generating as waste, it becomes sustainable. And also, it's likely that when individual contribute to practice proper waste management, the community take that effort to make sure that they partake in the cleanup campaign or whatever that is involved in their community, mm-hmm. because they understand that they need to live in an environment that is green, and they also need to embrace that some of this recyclable waste material, they can actually make money out of it. You mm-hmm. can throw a tin, you can throw a bottle, you can actually recycle it and get an income from it, mm-hmm. and also participate in educating others. When you see someone who is actually littering and throwing waste or a paper where it's not supposed to be mm-hmm. or disposed, you can actually correct them and say, you know what, the right way to do it is a dustbin.
Yes.
You know, whenever you walk around in the street of town or in the informal settlement, you mm-hmm. see skip container, you see refuse bag, that is the best way to actually dispose your waste.
Exactly. And I like what you said earlier. You said your waste is your responsibility, you know, and I think people forget that if we don't do something about it, then who do they expect people to do, you know? And you said that people keep waiting for those guys in blue to come, but it's important that we take that step into making sure that our communities are as clean as possible. Now we'll take a short break as we dive into our road report, and then we'll be back again as we talk about solid waste management.
It's the Fresh FM Road Report.
Keep warm this winter with Fresh FM, Namibia's heart and soul.
You're still locked in right here in Namibia's heart and soul. You're still joining me and still is live in studio Gonyothi Makafula as well as Foibe. Once again, hi guys.
Hi.
Now we're talking about solid waste management and taking responsibility for your waste. And Foibe said earlier that your waste is your responsibility, but there's help out there as well, you know. So let's dive into community outreach workers and what role they play in solid waste management programs.
Okay, so the community outreach workers, these are people that are selected from the communities where we operate.
Mm-hmm.
So what they basically do is that they visit houses. So they do what we call house-to-house information awareness or awareness creation. So they give information on the importance of solid waste management and how the community can actually handle or take care of their waste. But mm-hmm. they also give information on what is recycling and the different types of solid waste that can actually be recycled. So mm-hmm. they play a critical role towards behavior change of communities within the areas where we operate.
Exactly. Now, as the Development Workshop Namibia, now, how have you guys been involved in improving waste management practices in Windhoek as well as other towns around?
Okay, just to mention that we are not only present in Windhoek, we are also present in other towns like Karibib, Swakop, Oshibarongo, in the northern towns.
Mm-hmm.
So what we basically do is that we implement the community-based solid waste management, as I mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
So we organize cleanup campaigns together with the community, we do community meetings, and we also encourage recycling within the community. So we do have community recycling, but unfortunately it's only based in Windhoek, where we have recyclers are selected from those specific communities that then collect, sort, and then sell the recyclables.
Yes.
So they are trained to do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant initiative. Mm-hmm. Now, we've been talking about how people can do better with waste management and the help thereof with reference to Development Workshop Namibia, and you guys are active not only in Windhoek, but as many places as you can that is in the land of the brave. Now, let's dive into some of the benefits now of, you know, disposing of waste properly, because everyone is like, hey, we have to do this, but now why? What am I getting from this? You know, so let's dive into the benefits of selling recyclables as part of the waste management strategy.
You know, selling recyclable material does not only help reduce waste,
mm-hmm.
but it's also a form of source of income for the community.
Okay.
Like it was mentioned earlier by Ngonyothi, that we have women, basically it's women, but we also need to make sure that men are empowered. That
yes.
it's not only women that you see carrying bags where they are collecting tins, where they are collecting bottles, but men are also taking part in this.
Yes.
But men are more interested in metal and all those things.
Yes.
But so being sorting and recycling all this waste material can actually help you to get an income for your family, and mm-hmm. also encourage people to participate in recycling efforts. And this helps us to make sure that our environment is green and it's a sustainable way when we actually make sure that the surrounding where we live, it's green. Mm-hmm. You can also feel the air when you are breathing that yeah. this is fresh air.
It's,
yes, very much indeed.
Exactly. Wondering, you say, why am I having a headache?
Yes. These fries, where are they coming from? Are they coming from my neighbor? I think it's from my neighbor. So, yeah, it's very important.
Awesome. Now, yes. The thing I love about Development Workshop Namibia is you guys don't rest. You know, you have so many different campaigns that make sure that life is better for people. I mean, we're recently chatting about, you know, menstrual health and menstrual, that is information with reference to what we should know about it, and also opening that discussion up to men that don't know about this. Yes. So what can we expect? What are the future plans for expanding, that is the Development Workshop Solid Waste Management Program?
Okay, so the plan is to expand to as many towns as we can, mm-hmm. Focusing on informal settlements, and yes. then this is to be done with close partnership with the local authorities of those specific towns. So the idea is to implement the similar activities, mm-hmm. Which is now cleanup campaigns, recycling, community meetings, or any other activity that can influence behavior change towards solid waste management, because we would want to see all our informal settlements clean.
Yes, exactly. With a lot of fresh air.
Yes.
Now, before we wrap it up, I have one more question. Now, if people would like to be involved in this, that is, waste management program, where does one get all the information they need? Besides this interview, I'll post it on our podcast page on our website. So if you're listening right now, you can catch it on www.freshfm.com.na /podcast. You can get it over there. But if you'd like more information and would like to be part of this, how does one get in touch and how does one become part of, that is, the waste management program?
I think, first of all, in the towns where we are operating, it's very easy. Mm-hmm. They can reach out to the community outreach workers. They're usually wearing a green shirt. Mm-hmm. But if not, then they can visit our website, Development Workshop Namibia, or our social media pages. Alternatively, they can give us a call on 061-240-140.
Fantastic. And with that said, thank you so much for joining me in Studio Gunyothi as well as Foibe. Yes. Fantastic chat. Hope you guys have a wonderful day. And that was Solid Waste Management, proudly brought to you by Development Workshop Namibia. Together, we can keep our community clean and healthy in partnership with KFW.